The permanent closure of Red Deer's overdose prevention site was challenged on behalf of one of the site's 600 clients in court of King's Bench June 26. The overdose prevention site, OPS, closed March 31 after operating at a temporary site in an ATCO trailer in the parking lot next to the Safe Harbor Detox building since October 2018. Last fall, the province announced the OPS would close in spring 2025 following a motion passed by Red Deer City Council requesting to transition the drug consumption site to instead implement options focused on health, wellness and recovery. In November 2024, lawyer Avnish Nanda, representing Aaron Brown, who struggles with opioid use disorder, filed a bid to keep the OPS open on behalf of Brown, arguing it would violate Brown's charter rights and put him and others at risk of serious harm, including death. "This is a case about the right to access necessary medical care," Nanda told the court on Thursday. He said since the site's closure, his client experienced a near-fatal overdose on April 26, his first overdose in 7 years, the same 7 years he accessed the OPS. He never knew if he would survive his next injection. That all changed when he accessed supervised consumption services. "For the first time, he saw a path to sobriety," said Nanda, adding Brown lives again in fear of a fatal overdose. Nanda said a former OPS manager knew of 4 people who died within the first 2 months of the OPS closure. Staff who respond to overdoses in the Safe Harbor area also saw a significant jump in people overdosing. In an affidavit, Brown said he was doing the best he can and is accessing Narcotic Transition Services, NTS, which has helped reduce his reliance on illegal drugs to treat his withdrawal symptoms. Nanda said since NTS does not provide supervised consumption when clients use illegal drugs, Brown continues to be at risk. Since litigation began to keep the OPS open, Nanda said the number of people using NTS has only increased to 14 from 7, even though there were 613 clients using the OPS. "Each day, 5 Albertans die from an overdose," the lawyer added. Nate Gartke, the lawyer representing the Alberta government, argued there was no increase in overdose deaths after the OPS closed according to available data. He said Brown has described the NTS program as amazing. Medication he was receiving greatly reduced his withdrawal symptoms, and other medication is available that could help him. "The applicant is getting more benefit from the services he is accessing now than at the OPS," said Gartke, adding Brown's attendance at the OPS was infrequent. The Crown attorney said nobody is being denied treatment. Justice Deborah Youngworth reserved her decision on the case.